We at the college had been informed by the War Office in 1938 that in the event of war, the main college buildings would be requisitioned to provide accommodation for an infantry battalion, which was needed to find guards for the London docks. As principal of Queen Mary College at the time, I suggested to the governors that if we had to move out of London, the University of Cambridge would provide us with the most suitable accommodation for our work. This was agreed, and I was authorised to open negotiations with the university. I wrote to the Vice-Chancellor at Cambridge and received a very friendly reply. He promised to do anything that was possible to help us, and suggested that we should visit Cambridge to make more detailed arrangements when and if the outbreak of war appeared to be probable. The timely warning which we received was of great advantage to us, for we were the first of the London colleges to apply to Cambridge. The Munich crisis passed off, but in the spring of 1939 war clouds were again gathering, and I again wrote to the Vice-Chancellor, who replied that King's College, Cambridge, had agreed to take a number of our men students into residence, and that Girton College would do the same for our women students. In early June 1939, the registrar, Mr. Ellison McCartney, Miss Burrows, my secretary, and I visited Cambridge and received a very warm welcome from both the Vice-Chancellor's Committee and from King's and Girton. King's undertook to take 90 of our men students into residence and to make all members of the staff members of their high table, as well as providing room for a portion of our library, seminar rooms, and the provost very kindly gave up his study to be my office. Girton undertook to take 80 of our women students into residence, and to provide residence for Miss Halkett, our women's tutor, and for Miss Burrows. We had everything ready for our evacuation from London some months before the outbreak of war, and were thus in a very fortunate position indeed.